Okay, it is July 23rd, and we're in Redmond, Washington. I've got my friend Pablo here, picked us up from the terminal, and Pablo works for Microsoft, so he's driving us through the campus here, one of the campuses of Microsoft. He said this one's got over 100 buildings on it. And he works in a different campus, I guess, West. Is that what you said, Pablo? West campus?
Red West.
I guess they've got campuses also in Canada and Vancouver. But this is really spread out all over the place here. So we're just driving through, and there's a museum somewhere in here.
It looks like it is open because there's so many people outside the building.
Okay.
Let's go into park. Walk to the entrance to see.
Yeah. And you said you're a project manager, is that what your position?
No, it's called a business project manager.
Business project manager, yeah. So software for businesses rather than consumers.
Correct.
Yeah.
I see some people outside the building.
Okay.
And we took Mosey for a walk, and they have like a little...
Do I have to hide my iPhone if I go in here?
No.
Okay.
As long as you use Exchange, that's fine.
I won't tell you. Walking around the campus of the Microsoft headquarters here, and the museum is closed. The buildings around here, all the employees have the weekends off, so the restaurants and so forth are all closed today, but I'm just kind of walking around. They got all kinds of fountains and real nice area here. It's like a little city, really. Well, with 25,000 employees, it is like a little city, isn't it? So he was telling me about, you know, they've got optometrists and all kinds of restaurants and, you know, all the telephone service providers are here. Stores and so forth. So Pablo was also telling me that, because I was telling him, I've got an Apple iPhone, of course, but I do have a Hotmail account. And he said, did you know that just for Hotmail, they've got 100,000 servers running? That's incredible. So, where are we now?
The soccer field.
Oh, you've got your own soccer field, huh?
Soccer field.
Wow.
Right now, it's functioning as the next week is going to be a big event.
Mm.
This is only for Microsoft employees.
Mm-hmm.
When all the different units, Microsoft, they show to the employees what are the latest in technology, what the teams are doing. It's kind of an exhibition of technology inside Microsoft for Microsoft employees. So they compare.
But it involves soccer?
No.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh.
They're using the soccer field.
They're using the field. Oh, okay. So you've got like...
they build this huge tent, I would say. They're not finishing yet.
Yeah.
It's at the... It's called the one-week technology panel.
Yeah.
It's next week.
So they have like different teams within the Microsoft that play soccer against each other? Like an intramural?
Well, because different people play soccer, but next week is going to be an exhibition of teams showing the latest technologies, such and such. Everybody's showing something different. It's very interesting to come on, right? The only thing is only open to full-time employees.
Yeah, sure.
They help show you back when you...
Oh, yeah.
And there's music, and there's wine and drinks, and food for free.
You have to sign a non-disclosure agreement?
No. Oh.
A hackathon?
Yeah. A hackathon is an event when, kind of for the people who work in software, some people are so good, they can break systems, they call it a hackathon. So the hackathon is, you know, tell me what you can do. But in a good way. I think we're going back to the car now.
Okay. Now, you said you play ping pong? Like, is that like a company team or something they're on?
No, it's not a team. It's just a group of people. There are some friends from the research team, some friends from Windows, different units.
Yeah.
I just happen to play ping pong.
Oh, okay. But you do it here on campus?
Yes, here on campus. Actually, across the soccer field, there's another set of buildings.
Okay.
One of those buildings is the ping pong table. But there are many ping pong tables almost in every building.
Oh, really?
We decided to play in that one because the table is good.
Uh-huh.
There's a good space.
Huh.
And we can reserve the table in advance.
Yeah.
So nobody can use it.
Huh. So. Is that because you have so many Chinese employees here?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
I think Chinese are the best players.
The best players, yeah.
A lot of people from India also play, but different style.
Okay. We're about 20 minutes east of Redmond now, kind of the foothills of the Cascades, and we stopped at a waterfall called Snoqualmie. I think that's how it's pronounced. S-N-O-Q-U-E-L-M-I-E, Snoqualmie. Waterfalls. I don't know if you can hear them in the background here. Very nice day. I don't know any stats. I don't know how high it is. Let's see if I can find out. Okay, we're standing at a different vantage point here. The waterfall has a height of 169 feet. And the source is, snowmelt in the Cascade Mountains, which are just a little further east of us here. And, it's kind of a volcanic range. Mount Rainier is just south of us a ways, and very beautiful. Okay, I'll stop this. I misspoke when I gave the height of the waterfall. It's actually 269 feet, not 169 feet, and it's a single drop, so you're looking at a drop of like a 27 story building. Yeah, very nice area. Okay, from there we went to the airport and flew back to Minnesota. And here I be. Take care.